ഹരെ കൃഷ്ണ. ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു വന്ദേ. യത് ബാലോപി അനുഗ്രഹാത് നാനാമത നാനാ മത ഇസൈസ് വ്യാഗ്രം സിദ്ധാന്ത സാഗരം. നാനാമത തരേത്, തരേൻ മീൻസ് ടു ക്രോസ് ഓവർ. ദിസ് വേഴ്സ് സേസ് ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു വന്ദേ. ഓഫർ മൈ ഹംബിൾ ഒബീസിയൻസ് അറ്റ് ദ ലോട്ടസ് ഫീറ്റ് ഓഫ് ലോർഡ് ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ മഹാപ്രഭു. By whose grace even a tender newborn baby can cross over the ocean of Siddhanta Sagaram, the ocean of varieties of philosophies in this world, false philosophies, which is infested with man-eating crocodiles. So the crocodiles are compared to the dangerous philosophies like Mayavada or Buddhism, all kinds of other Shadadarshan, all these things. Those who are propounders of those philosophies, they are very learned people in Sanskrit, they are very learned in logic, they are very learned in argumentation, but they are arguing on a false premise. So therefore they are compared to crocodiles living in the ocean, and the ocean is compared to varieties of false philosophies, bogus philosophies. And a Krishna conscious devotee is compared to a small baby, tender baby. And imagine if this child has to swim and cross to the other side of the ocean. And he says it's possible. By whose grace? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. So if somebody is very learned and intelligent oneself, they can read Lord Chaitanya's Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, and by understanding it, they will be completely sold out, just like Prakashanand Saraswati or Swarupa Bhattacharya, even this Chand Kazi. They all had extensive philosophical discussion, even Keshav Kashmiri. So we'll find, even when Nimaya Pandit went to Bangladesh, he talked to many scholars. So you will find all these great crocodile-like scholars, they were all defeated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the basis of philosophy, and they were attracted to the path of Bhakti Yoga. In the same manner, he says that if you are very learned, use your learning and to apply your logic on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because one may be learned and one will be defeated by Lord Chaitanya and ultimately brought to the Bhakti Yoga. Or if one is like this tender child, then the process of Bhakti Yoga is Kevala Ananda Kanda. It is very easy. One can adapt the path of Lord Chaitanya directly without having to go through the circuitous route and accept the process of the chanting of the holy name wholeheartedly. And one will attain all perfection. So therefore, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy based on Kirtaniya Sadahari, and as Mahaprabhu raised both his arms and quoted this verse, Kalau nastyeva 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 gataranyata. The only shelter in the age of Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy name. He actually defeated the philosophies and established in conclusion that the chanting of the holy name is the highest method. Because many great scholars considered bhaktas to be sentimental, and Mahaprabhu disproved that fact by properly establishing the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So he says even a tender child can cross over the ocean infested with crocodiles. Same manner, a devotee of the Lord will be empowered by Lord Chaitanya with very powerful, logically presented philosophy to defend themselves while crossing through the ocean of material existence, by establishing the right tattva, the right truth, and the right conclusion of the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.